You're here with your brother Mel and the mayoral candidate, Miss Alina Schofield. She's running for the mayor of Palmdale, my brothers and sisters. We've got some big elections coming up on the 3rd of November, and one of them is the president, but the other one is the mayor of our city. She's here to talk to us a little bit about why she's running for the mayor and why you should vote for her. How you doing, candidate?
Greetings to the residents of Palmdale.
I am glad that you came into the studio this morning. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you are qualified to be the mayor of Palmdale.
Well, you know, God chose Moses. And Moses, he actually said to God, he expressed his inadequacy of having a speech impediment. I'm not a public speaker, but I believe I'm chosen by God to do this work. The catalyst that empowered me to run for the office of mayor was a young man found hanging from a tree. Now, my qualifications come from the Lord God himself. God whispered in my ear many years ago, before I even had a four-year college degree, that he was going to make me a master teacher. And truly, what the Lord says will come to pass. I have multiple college degrees. I have secular degrees. I have a degree in liberal studies in English from Cal State Dominguez Hills. I have a bachelor's in theology from Enon School of Theology. Then I went on to go through a master's of ed program. I went through an MBA program, a master's of science in project management. And I've taken about five master of public administration courses. And I'm a few classes away from a master's in theology. I'm looking into a doctorate of public administration at this time, which would be so apropos if and when I walk into. I am hopeful that I will be the new mayor of Palmdale, because who the Lord calls, he qualifies.
You've been getting yourself prepared for this office, huh?
Yes, and it's so interesting that even the fact that the population here, our Latino population is probably over 50% of our population, and I have actually taken 5 years of Spanish. Mm. I marvel at God, how he actually strategically prepares people for such as Esther, for such a time as this. And I just marvel at how God prepares people and qualifies people to do certain things.
I understand you're also a minister under...
Yes, I was ordained a minister under the Pentecostal Assembly of the World, affectionately known as the PAW, in June of 1999. The late Dean Norma Sylvester Jackson, who was the dean and vice president, provost of my Bible college, she was instrumental in actually getting the college that actually comes. It's a college. Enon Bible College is a college that was started by the Pentecostals Assembly of the World in Indianapolis. So what she did, she was instrumental in getting a college, a West Coast Enon instituted. And we had a host of wonderful, spirit-filled, anointed, prolific teachers of the Bible. And I had the blessed experience of actually sitting at the feet of the Lord through these particular teachers. And one of the instructors is my pastor, Bishop Howard Arthur Swansea of Peace Apostolic. Awesome man of God.
So you've got an extensive education in ministry, theology. Also, you know about public service. You also can speak several different languages. So you got a good understanding of the different cultures that are going on here in Palmdale. How long have you been in the city of Palmdale?
I have been in the city of Palmdale long enough to be mayor.
Hallelujah.
I qualified to run. I've been here a little less than a year. And so, like I said, I checked to see if I qualified, and I did qualify to run, and that's why I did. And, you know, interestingly, a lot of times people look at the longevity of people, and of course you need to be around for a certain amount of time, but they actually take headhunters. They look all around the globe sometimes to find somebody to come and bring them into a particular situation to get something done. So it's not necessarily the longevity of how long you've been somewhere in a space, but how much you know and how qualified you are there. Because I say that because the people that I'm running against, they've been here for a while. And so when I can come and assess things that need to be done, and now I hear people saying that's been here for a while, saying these are the things that they want to do, I marvel at it because they had the opportunity to do it. And so now they're listing a whole slew of things that they want to do, but yet they've been sitting on city. They've been elected officials and have sat on city council, even the incumbent mayor, but these things haven't been done. So I wanted to know what have they been doing? It's really amazing how, you know, sometimes I've experienced it even in church when new people come and they have all these gifts and abilities, and people that are kind of, you know, in positions that haven't really done what they're supposed to do. And then a new person comes and they're gung-ho and they're ready to work and even in the service of the Lord. And then people will tend to get a little jealous and they'll tend to move and want to jump back on their post real quick because they see somebody new coming in with new ideas and they're trying to offer something. And that's what I experienced here. I'm experiencing, because I feel like, you know, there's things that should have been done. And to talk about diversity, and people are trying to unite bridges and are trying to promote diversity, I can't see that. I don't see that. I don't see it from me going out into the community and talking to people, because I'm a visible person. I wouldn't just be the mayor and sit in City Hall. I'm going to get out. And I know COVID is here and it caught the world by surprise. But the people of God, we remain steadfast no matter what comes our way.
Well, we are going to get into some of those issues that are so passionate about in just a few minutes. I just wanted to get the people to know you, let the people know a little bit about you and, you know, who you are, the education you have, and where you come from. And what's all in your heart about changing this world here in Palmdale. So we're going to get back to you, but let's get to some more music by Hezekiah Walker, and then we're going to come back and talk about some of your reasons and some of the things you want to change right here in Palmdale.
Sure thing.
Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. If God's been faithful, then sing along with us. Everybody say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful is our God.
Faithful is our God.
Come on, all over the world.
Faithful.
Say faithful.
Faithful,
faithful,
faithful
is our God.
Faithful is our God.
Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful,
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 is, our God.
Is our God.
Yes, he is. Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful
is our God.
I'm reaping the harvest. God promised me.
Take back what the devil stole from me.
And
I rejoice today.
For
I shall recover it all.
Yes, I rejoice today.
Faithful
is our God.
I've done. Everybody say this.
Music from Hezekiah Walker. We'll get back to the music right after these brief messages, and we're going to talk to Miss Elena Schofield.
Hello, my friends. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. My name is Veronica Slade, and I am a 13-year breast cancer survivor. And I would like to let you know that the same God that healed me will heal you. Early detection is the key. So get your mammograms and self-check. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10.
You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
Well, my brothers and sisters, I'm glad you are with us today. I hope you're enjoying the music. My brothers and sisters, we've got the candidate for mayor, Elena Schofield. She's running, and on November 3rd, she wants you to vote for her. She has about five issues that she's truly concerned about, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about those five issues. Elena, what do you plan to do?
Yes, sir. Well, my platform is simply education, healthcare, green technology, police reform, and voter suppression.
Well, let's talk about the education and healthcare right now.
Sure. Well, I see a need for an institution of higher education, but I actually had a Zoom meeting with one of the superintendents of the Palmdale School District, Raul Maldonado. We had a wonderful conversation, and my concern was With COVID causing the students to not be able to go to school and they have to stay home, that's a huge concern. And so what I wanted to do was partner with the school district to actually, well, I found out, I did the research, and the overall grade for Palmdale School District, not taken away from Raul Maldonado, is a C, okay? And that's not the schools, individual schools had like B pluses and C pluses and B minuses, but the overall grade for the Palmdale School District as a whole was a C, a letter grade C. So that means that there's things that can be improved as far as helping our students in our schools and our resources actually improve. There's always room for improvement. When I talked to student services, I was asking them for information on demographics, and it wasn't readily available to me. And so I said to her, I believe her name was Diana or Diane, I said, you know, you guys need to really upgrade your technology where information that's needed as far as how many African-American students you have and how many Latino students you have and how many Caucasian students you have in your system, that information should be available without me having to, I think she told me to go to different schools and look under different, the various different schools to actually look to see what the demographics were for each school. And I'm thinking they should have that information ready for anyone. And so that was a concern of mine. So when I talked to Raul Maldonado, he gave me his history, and I actually like him. And he was telling me how he's promoting diversity. But I would like to partner with Mr. Maldonado, along with the other superintendents of the other school districts, because they don't have one. They have a high school school district that all of the high schools are umbrellaed under, but they have various, hopefully they work interdependently. But I would like to work with all of the superintendents to actually engage students in bridging the deficits between, especially Black and Brown children. There is some rumors going around about how our students of color are not treated fairly, and it is what it is. And so I would like to investigate that and see why that is happening. And Maldonado, he actually told me that he has promoted diversity within his administration, and I was really impressed. But I would like to see the kids engage in outdoor kinesthetic development. I would like to see them engage in outdoor music and art activity in a place where they can do social distance, and they can actually come out of the house at least twice a week to socialize and engage, but at in a safe manner, because I think that would allow them to exert all of that energy, and it would be very supportive to the parents. And I believe it's doable. And I would like to just work with the instructional planners and see how we can actually enhance the curriculum.
You've been doing a lot of research about our students in the schools here in the Palmdale area.
Yes, well, improvement is necessary. Anybody that's in a position of authority should always, going through an MBA program and a Master's of Science in Project Management, one thing I learned is to evaluate. And so if you're a good leader, a transformational leader, you're not afraid to be evaluated. You're not afraid to evaluate yourself. You're not afraid to be evaluated by your peers, by your subordinates, or by your superiors. It's something that's needed to be done to actually promote improvement. You have to evaluate and see where you are. And so if it's not where it should be, you have to come up with it's called a gap analysis. You have to come up with a way of how to take where you are to where you need to be, the ideal. And I think that's what Maldonado is really trying to do. And like I said, I like him and I like to work with him.
Now, in terms of healthcare, I see that is also part on your platform. What ideas do you have for healthcare?
Now, I believe that it's a lot going on, and we have a prospective judge on trial to be a Supreme Court justice. She's actually being grilled by the Senate at this time. But the Affordable Care Act would definitely affect people if it's appealed or it's rescinded, rather. And so I believe that everybody should be covered. Universal health care is done in other countries, and it's done well. I mean, in Sweden and in Germany and England, people have universal health care. They take care of their people, their citizens. And I think that everybody should be covered. So my goal is to get the underinsured and the uninsured covered. In the city of Palmdale, 157,000 people should be covered. And I will work expeditiously and diligently in making sure that everybody has health care coverage.
Now, that's going to cost a lot of money and for a lot of organizations to pull together in order for this to happen. Do you know of the people that you need to talk to make this happen?
The Affordable Care Act, it's an act. I mean, it's something that's in place now from the federal level. So it's just, it has to be done. I mean, it's no, you know, our country really needs to evaluate itself. I'm with Bernie Sanders when he said that, you know, he went over to Canada and he saw that the medicines in Canada, the medicine is a fraction of the cost of what the United States charges patients. The big pharma in America really needs to get itself together. It's not right to tax the people like that and to have people paying ungodly prices for medicine because they need it. And so I will fight at the state and the national level to make sure that my constituents in Palmdale are covered. It's simple as that. The money is there, it's available, and I can truly say under Obamacare, I got a mammogram, I got a colonoscopy, and I got a tooth removed that was a bad tooth that was up in my head for over 50 years. And so Obamacare worked for me. It worked for me. And the concept of universal health care is righteous. It's righteousness at best. And Obama, the reason why he was so passionate about it is because his mother, who's a Caucasian woman, he saw her suffer and she didn't have the level of health care that she needed. And he saw his own mother suffer. So he engaged in a whole initiative of universal health care. It works in other countries, but we have to stop being so selfish and be our brother's keeper here in the United States.
Well, that's fantastic. Yes. You know, our time is getting short, so I want to go through some of your other issues that you have listed here for your platform. The green technology, what do you plan to do about green technology?
Well, you know, our ecosystem here in the AV needs to be cleaned up. I believe that we can go green. And I also, with that, mobility is necessary. So I see us having our own outside of the Antelope Valley Transit Authority. Outside of that, we have our own buses to actually electric buses to actually take people around the city. It would create a stream of income, and it would also help our residents. There are people that don't drive. There's older seniors that don't drive. And we need more mobility here. Also, solar. I like to bring solar. I was engaging it with a group of individuals, and we discussed that solar and even the infrastructure of our technology needs to be upgraded in our city. And that will be my goal, is to upgrade our technology and to bring solar here and to go green.
So yes. To upgrade our buses, mm-hmm, and solar technology.
Yes, yes.
Now, on another thing you have listed here is police reform.
Yes, sir. I actually had the opportunity or the privilege to sit I didn't do a Zoom meeting. He actually invited me into his conference room at the Palmdale Sheriff Station. Captain Ron Schaefer, I like him. We discussed, his vision as a leader in the Palmdale community, and I just tried to convey to him how people of color, what perspective we have as mothers with sons that are black and brown, and I just wanted to engage with him to ensure that those that he lead actually serve and protect in a manner of compassion. Like, and to be held accountable is okay. And so he was fine with that. He was like, he was glad that I came in. And so, yes, I want to see that the people of Palmdale treated fairly and treated with respect by law enforcers. And I was actually able to empirically observe three police officers that actually did a wonderful job. I pulled over and I watched a police officer engage with a young man, and I saw it was amazing. He treated him extremely well, and I called in the station and I told them what I experienced. And then I was out campaigning, and then I saw another situation with two cops, and mind you, the first cop was Caucasian. The second set of cops, the two guys that worked together that were partners, were Latina and black. And I saw them engage with a young man, and they did extremely well. They treated him extremely well, the whole situation. And I was impressed. And if that happens, that is wonderful. We want our cops or our police out here considering the people that they serve as just that. They're public servants, and they should consider those individuals, whether they're right or wrong, they should treat them right and treat them fairly. And that's my thing, is accountability. And as mayor, I have that authority to make sure that, and it wasn't like he had, Captain Schaefer, he didn't have an attitude, or he didn't look at me as saying, you're a female and you want to run for mayor. And he actually encouraged me, and I want to partner with them. And I think that's a wonderful thing. Even his secretary, Linda, wonderful person. So we want to unite the police. We want to unite the community and the police together. We talked about I forget what it's called, but they have a program for young people that they, and we talked about accommodating even more students to come in and come through that police training for the young people, Explorer, that's what it's called Explorer, and how we can expand even the amount of students that they actually accommodate to train them under the police, like a police academy for kids. Also, I wanted to do a neighborhood watch. Yeah, watch groups. All right.
Well, I see you have a lot of ideas for police reform here in the community. My brothers and sisters, we are in the studio with Elena Schofield. She's a candidate for the mayor of Palmdale. She's talking to us a little bit about why you should vote for her and the things that she would like to change. I see you have one more item here on your platform list of voter suppression. What do you want to do about that?
You know, this is what hurts me the most, voter suppression, because it's real. And we have to stop dancing around, things. And we have to address things, not confront, but carefront things with the love and the grace and truth of God. Now, when I did the research, and we had about, there were 37,000 887 7 individuals in Palmdale out of 156,667 residents that actually participated in the voting process in the November 2018 election. I'm going to say that again. Only 37,887 residents of Palmdale participated in the November 2018 election, when there were 156,667 residents in Palmdale. That means that 118,780 residents in Palmdale did not participate in the voting process. Now, if that isn't voter suppression, I don't know what is. I was accused of using numbers to give some kind of false impression. No, that's the truth. And when I got out as I was campaigning and I'm talking to young people that look like me, and what I mean by, I'm talking about African Americans, and they're telling me that their vote doesn't count. Nothing's going to change. I say to Laura Betancourt, to Hoffbeyer, to all the rest of them that sit on city council, shame on you. Shame on this city who has never elected one black elected official in the 58 years and counting that say they promote diversity. You have not promoted diversity. You have not brought people of color to the roundtable discussion to be able to make be a part of the decision making process. And God loves the truth. When you have a whole generation of people, when you have 18, 20, and 21 year olds that don't believe that their vote matters, you're doing a disservice to the next generation.
My brothers and sisters, I am in the studio with Elena Schofield, candidate for mayor of Palmdale. And she's here today to talk to us about why she wants to run for mayor. If you want more information from her, you can give her a call or talk to our campaign manager or check her out in her office. Her telephone number is 424-541-0041. Elena, do you have an email or anything like that they may be able to contact you with?
I do. My email is Elena, A-L-E-N-N-A-F-E-S, that's Frank Edward Sam, at iCloud.com. A-L-E-N-N-A-F-E-S at iCloud.com. You can call me at 424-541-0041. That is my personal cell phone number. I welcome any and every resident of Palmdale to call me. I will be fair, just, and I promise to listen to from the homeless, and we're going to get something done about that, all the way to the wealthiest person in this city. I give you an open door policy. I will be the mayor 24/7, and I will listen. And that is something that a good leader will do. I will listen to you. You can call me on my personal cell phone, 424-541-0041.
Elena, I want to thank you for coming into the studio. It's truly been a blessing.
Thank you. And I would like to say one thing, and that's 2 Samuel 23:3. And the scripture says, the God of Israel said, the rock of Israel spoke to me. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. And I truly love the Lord, and I am a true Christian of 33 years and counting, spirit-filled, a praying woman that can pray. Cover this city in prayer. God bless you.
Today's interview with mayoral candidate for the city of Palmdale was authorized by Elena Schofield and paid for by Elena Schofield. Questions, complaints, or comments should be directed to Milton Rice, campaign manager for Elena Schofield, at miltonr.forelena2020@gmail.com or to www.tanyaelenaschofieldformayor.org. Topics and opinions discussed in interviews do not reflect the opinions of the station and are in no way connected to views and opinions of the management, employee, or radio host of KRAJ 100.9 FM or the radio ministry, Gospel for the Glory of Jesus, hosted by Melvin Slade.
Thank you.